okay. Just make yourself comfortable. And close your eyes now. It doesn't matter if you feel you need to move just slightly, now and then. You don't have to be absolutely still. Just be comfortable and relax the whole body as much as you can. I want you to take a nice deep breath and hold it for a moment before breathing out slowly. Just allowing your whole body to relax as you do so. And I want you to keep your eyes closed now and just keep listening quietly to the sound of my voice. You'll be aware of other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building. Sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they'll help to relax you. Because just for now, the world outside is absolutely unimportant to you. The only sound you're interested in is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to concentrate for a moment on your breathing. Breathing slowly and steadily and evenly. Just as if you were trying to convince somebody that you were absolutely sound asleep. And as you breathe out each time, just allowing your whole body to relax more and more, so that you gradually find yourself feeling as if your whole body was sinking further and further into the bed with each breath you breathe. Now I want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realize that tension often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now all the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead, and your eyes and eyelids, the cheeks, mouth, and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling and smoothing out. It might mean that your mouth opens slightly, but whatever's best for you, just let it happen. Unclench your teeth and relax your tongue, because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms letting all tensions drain away. As you think on down through your elbows and into your forearms, down through your wrists and into your hands, right the way down to the very tips of your fingers and the tips of your thumbs. And now think about your breathing, noticing that you're breathing even more steadily, even more slowly, as you relax more and more. So you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away as you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. Think down into your back now and the long muscles either side of the spine. Just let those muscles relax. And your waist. And your main thigh muscles. As you think on down through your knees, down through the shins and calves, just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. As you think on down through your ankles, through your feet, and into the very tips of your toes, all the muscles of your body beautifully relaxed and easy, very lazy. And now you're so beautifully relaxed, nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything, and absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except relax. I want you to just let your mind and your imagination drift, feeling lazy, easy, and comfortable. And I want you to imagine that you're standing on the terrace of a lovely old house. A house like a stately home or country mansion. You can feel the sun on your head and your shoulders. It's not too hot, just comfortable. And there's a gentle breeze playing against your skin. As you look around you, you notice an elegant marble flight of steps. 10 broad steps leading down into a beautiful sunken garden. A garden where you sense peace, well-being, and comfort. Make it really vivid in your mind. In a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And as I count all the way down from 10 down to 0, I want you to imagine that each number is a step down on this beautiful staircase. A step down towards this beautiful garden. And each step you take is another step down into deeper and even deeper levels of relaxation. so that by the time you get to zero, you will be as deeply relaxed as you can ever imagine, while still being able to hear and respond to the sound of my voice. Ten, take the first step down now, relaxing and letting go. Nine, feeling more and more relaxed. No need to hurry. Plenty of time. Eight, moving down easily now. Seven, deeper and deeper. Six, deeper still, your breathing becoming slower and steadier. Five, really relaxing now. Just let go. Four, becoming calmer and calmer. Three, calmer still now. Two, more and more relaxed. One, all the way down now. To zero. And now you find yourself in this wonderful garden. You can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet, as the scent of masses upon masses of brightly coloured flowers seems to envelop you. And there's the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly in the stillness of the air. It's almost a magical place, stretching into the distance as far as the eye can see in all directions, with beautiful shrubs, tall, elegant trees, and an ornamental fountain which seems to feed gently into a trickling stream. This fascinates you, and you wander to the edge of the stream and gently lower yourself down onto the grassy, soft bank. And just sit for a while, gazing into the cool, clear water, marvelling at the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you, and listening to the faint sound of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds this gentle stream. After a while, you lay back on the grass and gaze up at the clearest of blue skies. And as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close and you drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter. Lighter and lighter. So light that you feel you must surely begin to float on air at any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, gently borne aloft and supported by the softest of warm breezes. And you can somehow see through your closed eyelids that you're floating in a sea of colour. A warm sea of colour that relaxes and comforts you as you just drift. Suspended in warmth and colour that seems somehow unreal and yet, at the same time, has a comforting, familiar feel to it. You're aware of misty reds and oranges, soft, muted yellow tones, gentle greens and blues that seem somehow like clouds, and the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you could ever have imagined. And it begins to dawn on you that you're floating in a rainbow, a magical rainbow, because in this rainbow, time and space don't exist in the same way that we usually know it. You might have floated there just for a moment, or for 100 years, maybe for a lifetime, or just perhaps for the blinking of an eye. You could have floated forwards in time, to a time that could be far beyond our future. Or maybe back in time, back before your own lifetime. It gradually begins to seem to you that you might even be able to float here for just as long as you wish, with this wonderful, relaxed feeling. Just floating and drifting through this magical sea of gently flowing colours where time seems to be suddenly of so little importance. You are still pondering on these thoughts when you feel yourself beginning to float gently downwards, lower and lower, softly sinking down, down through this beautiful rainbow, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, until eventually you realize that you've stopped floating downwards and you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake. A large, tranquil lake, surrounded by softly rolling hills that are shrouded in a gentle, silver mist. There are trees and sweetly scented flowering shrubs, and grasses growing at the water's edge. And everything is bathed in a beautiful golden light. A golden light that seems to bathe everything in its warmth. And you find yourself marvelling at the sense of deep calmness and comfort that seems to fill your entire being as you stroll lazily across the sandy shore of this wonderful lake. Noticing, with a sort of lazy curiosity, that it seems to be constantly changing colour. Subtle changes blending so smoothly that it's difficult for you to know exactly when limpid blue has become a deep, soft violet, or when that deep violet became a relaxing, translucent green. The changes of colour fascinate you, and you settle yourself down onto a small, smooth rock and just gaze out across the crystal clear waters. Every so often, something, a fish maybe, just something, just breaks the surface, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and endlessly in all directions. Ripples that eventually lap against the edges of the rock you're sitting on. You smile and lean forwards to dabble your hand amongst them. And as you do so, you create yet more ripples. Ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of different colours across the lake, interacting with the others and making new, ever-changing patterns. You realise that this tranquil place is the pool of all knowledge. While you are here, you are part of everything, and everything a part of you. And you find it easy, so very easy, to open your mind, to let go of any barriers to memory or learning. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. And everything I say, if it is for your benefit, will be accepted and acted upon by the subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave. And the influence of these suggestions, as they are for your benefit, will continue to increase over the coming days and weeks and months. Your subconscious mind has confirmed that it is helping you to relax, helping you to cope so much better with life, and giving you a confidence within yourself to deal with any situation life has to offer. Your subconscious mind has also given you a new understanding of yourself. And this understanding gives you the power to make vital changes for your benefit. So now, with every day that passes, your confidence is increasing. The confidence of knowing that you are capable of doing whatever you set your mind to, with a positive attitude and a quiet strength. Now, more and more you become aware of a transformation taking place in your personality. And you are adopting a more positive outlook on life. You believe in yourself more every day, and you are learning to act boldly, realizing that you are fully capable to making the proper decisions and having the confidence to carry them through. So each day you become more secure within yourself. With your new relaxed attitude, both towards yourself and towards others, you realize that you are gaining control. Control of your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions. And this gives you a tremendous feeling of satisfaction. knowing that whatever happens, you can deal with the situation in a calm and a relaxed way. You know that the key to good health is a calm and relaxed attitude towards life. Now you begin to accept life as it is, and you accept people as they are. So as you continue to relax more and more with every day that passes, you feel better within yourself and about yourself. This gives you the opportunity to become more aware of the wide range of the resources which are yours. Resources which are within you, which are there for your use. And you become more aware of these resources. And then you become more and more confident. And with these new resources, you know that you are directing your life now. And you know that life can bring you the good things. In this way, you are happier with each day that passes. Anticipate happiness, and happiness is yours. And of course, you feel better each day because you are happy. And I want to remind you that your life can be fun. Every phase of your life can be a joy. And of course, it all now depends on you. Because you, and only you, can allow thoughts to live in your mind. And how you think determines how you feel. And how you feel influences the world around you. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with the awareness of their power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind. And day by day, you'll find more and more how important it is to choose your every thought with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and beliefs you accept with feeling, inevitably become your own living reality. How you choose to think today influences all your tomorrows. And your life is too valuable, too miraculous to be left to chance. To be allowed to become a shabby, second-rate carbon copy of somebody else's. For this planet is a game player's planet. And the big game in life is a kind of treasure hunt, with the real you as the hidden treasure. And the real you is a treasure worth finding. For you, there's no greater treasure on earth. And it's an easy game because life is meant to be easy. In fact, you can find your way to the treasure house within while you relax. You may, of course, wonder how the subconscious control mind can so easily arrange for you to achieve whatever objectives you have in mind. Once you detach your thoughts from the problems and make a firm decision about the direction in which you want to go. And this is understandable because each and every one of us has a vast sphere of reality, a force field of creative mind power that we have been conditioned by fear and ignorance to fail to explore. A veritable treasure house of health intelligence and life understanding. The way this life-sustaining mind works is governed by strict universal laws. For whenever you allow your conscious mind to become focused on your problems, you drag your problems into the future with you, and they automatically attract still more of the same. Your own negative thought patterns provide the psychic energies that feed your problems and keep them alive. So just relax and switch the polarity around and focus your thought energy on how you want things to be, rather than on how you don't want them to be. And withdraw all your thought energy from the problems so that you attract the solutions. You attract good fortune like a magnet. The control mind now knows what you want, and what you want, or something even more useful, presents itself, as though what you have always been seeking has somehow always been seeking you. Seeking to find creative expression in your everyday living reality. And the incredible fact is that it has. So make a moving picture in your mind. A picture of you as you see yourself having accomplished all the desired changes. The unwanted patterns of behavior have ceased. Everything is exactly as you want it to be. See it. Feel it. Know it. Experience it. Everything just as you want it to be. The picture becoming clearer, brighter, bigger. The new picture dominates the scene. Brilliant, beautiful, wonderful. And leave the picture in the mirror of the mind to serve as an attracting force. And it will. Just want it to happen. Know it can happen. It happens. You struggled with your problems in the past and tried to outrun the shadow of your past conditioning. Now you can relax. Just relax and create the attracting force from the stillness. And be amazed at the quality of success that you attract. And this is the fresh pattern your subconscious control mind will now carry forward. Free from the problems and self-limiting influences that only arose through misunderstandings and false beliefs. You're entering a new world of experience, a new quality of life, a more elevated mental and emotional vantage point, from which the best options and opportunities in life are always available, will always be seen. Now, while you're pondering on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Once, There was a village in a very isolated part of the world. So isolated that they very rarely saw visitors from the outside world. And the people of the village had a secret. They had a magical painting. It had been given to them by a stranger, back in the past, in a time before anyone could remember. The stranger had said, "As long as this picture stays in the village, everything will go right for the people of the village." And the people felt safe having this picture. One day, another stranger came to the village, and the people, being very hospitable, made the stranger welcome, and they let him stay in the room where the painting was kept. But when they got up in the morning, the stranger had left, and the painting had been taken away. The villagers were desolated. They felt their happiness had gone. Life could never again be the way they had pictured it. They looked out of the window, and the blue sky had turned dark. The trees had stopped blooming, and the birds no longer sang, and they felt very sad. Then one of the young women of the village walked over to where the painting had been on the wall, and she started to paint her own picture. She started to paint a beautiful painting of trees and birds. And then some others joined her, and soon all the people were cooperating, making this painting. They all got so absorbed in this painting, and it wasn't until the young woman looked out of the window and said, "Look, everything is changing." And they realized that the sky had become blue again. The birds were singing again, and the trees were back in bloom. In the coming days and weeks, your thoughts will often turn to the consideration of important decisions you have to make, and important problems which you've not yet found a solution. Even when you're not consciously thinking about these topics, your mind will continue to deal with them. So that when your attention returns to them once more, you're going to be surprised and delighted at how many potentially useful ideas you're able to come up with. And some of these ideas are even likely to catch you by surprise at times, emerging into your awareness while you're thinking of something else. They might even enter your dreams at night, or you might wake up with some of these new ideas in mind. But regardless of how they make their appearance, they're going to be very helpful and beneficial to you. Of course, you will always try to make sure that you have sufficient information on which to base any final decision. And you will always want to check out these new ideas to make sure that they are practical, just as you would check out information from any other source. And you'll also continue to be aware that sometimes the best decision is the decision to wait or to secure additional information before acting. But nevertheless, you're going to be surprised and pleased at how much more clearly and creatively you're going to be able to think, and how much more confidently and effectively you'll be able to deal with the issues and problems that lie before you. Starting now, more and more, you'll realise that happiness and unhappiness are due to your own thoughts, the way you think about situations. You'll be able to shift your thoughts, the way you think about situations. You'll be able to shift your thoughts to the positive aspects and look at the positive aspects of living in joy every day. You'll become more and more aware that if life situations are not the way you always want them, you'll work to change them without frustration, without anger, without being bothered. You'll work to change things that are not the way you want them, but you will do it with a calm, peaceful mind, being at ease and at peace with the universe. You'll become more and more aware that everyone has problems in living, But you'll also be aware that you can face problems with a calm mind, with strength and determination to work to improve them. When you cannot change things, you'll accept them calmly. You'll be aware that anger and frustration do not help. You'll realize that life is too precious and too wonderful to waste it in being bothered over little things, little annoyances. Starting today, you'll work to change anything that is changeable that you can change, with peace of mind, without being bothered, without frustration, without anger. You'll be less and less worried about the future, problems of the future, dangers of the future, which will never occur anyway. Most of the things you worry about won't happen anyway. You'll let the worries go. You'll enjoy the day. You'll let yourself go. You'll enjoy yourself as worries drop out of your life. Now each and everything you do, you'll do better than you have ever done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind. Calm, relaxed, and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means that tomorrow your confidence grows, and the day after it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger, as more and more your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control, calm your mind, disregard troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent, and confident. You are your own person. Is that not so? Now, you go forth into the world looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are. Unique and special. Your real self. Confident in your own abilities to be true to those values that really are important, and to recognize what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday has gone, and with it is gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is but a myth that we can colour with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real, and for this moment we live. And then, that too is gone. Either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. You can choose too which reality is yours. And you will you not? So in a moment, I'm going to ask you to return to full wakefulness. But if you are in bed or a place of relaxation, and it's okay to go to sleep, you can do that if you would prefer. So when you're ready, and you're in complete control, return to full wakefulness, feeling calm, happy, relaxed, and in control. And open your eyes.